Welcome to Locked On Pistons, your daily Pistons podcast. I'm your host, Duncan Smith. You can follow me on Twitter at Duncan Smith MBA. We've got a whole bunch of news to get to today. As the NBA offseason has been really cranking it up into gear, thanks to the trade that took place over the course of the weekend between the Boston Celtics and the Philadelphia 76ers, swapping the first overall pick for the third overall pick and a future first round draft pick from the Sixers. Things have escalated since then. Paul George this weekend also indicated that he plans on departing Indiana at the end of the season. That's not exactly news, but now it's on the public record, so that makes it a little bit more actionable and a little bit more urgent. And teams like the Cavs and the Lakers have both really ratcheted up their interest in trying to get a hold of Paul George. Speaking of the Cavaliers, they currently have no general manager. The Cavs, instead of re-signing David Griffin or extending him at some point this season or even firing him, firing a general manager who has helped lead you to three straight NBA finals, the Cavs just decided to let his contract expire. And not only did they allow his contract to expire, they also prevented the Atlanta Hawks and Milwaukee Bucks from talking to him, from offering him their vacant general manager jobs, or even interviewing him. The Cavaliers, Dan Gilbert, actively prevented other teams who had interest in hiring him as their general manager from talking to him. He knew that he wasn't going to be keeping David Griffin, but he really, really screwed Griffin over here. It's reprehensible. It's probably something that's going to backfire. LeBron James has already voiced his support and the assumed support of Cleveland fans everywhere on Twitter. Rumor already has it that LeBron may be looking to take his talents elsewhere after next season, and a move like this is surely not going to help in the goodwill department. So David Griffin is unemployed at the moment, and Dan Gilbert is a reprehensible human being for his treatment of David Griffin, amongst other things. We know it's no secret Dan Gilbert's reputation. Without getting too much deeper into Dan Gilbert, it's really just unfortunate that David Griffin was treated the way he was. A familiar face is perhaps next in line for that job. Chauncey Billups is the favorite right now for the vacant Cavalier general manager position. It would be a thankless job. David Griffin was an excellent general manager, but outside of those in the know in the NBA world and the basketball Twitter world, more or less, LeBron was the coach and the general manager. And any smart moves or sharp transactions that the Cavs did, LeBron would get credit for it, which is not entirely unfair, but it's problematic when it's your first GM job. And if Chauncey Billups gets this job, obviously Pistons fans everywhere are going to be in his corner and they'll root for him. But got to wish him the best of luck with the way that Dan Gilbert goes through general managers in Cleveland. So good luck to Chauncey. Hopefully he gets the job, but it will be a thankless position, to say the least. As far as Pistons news, we'll get to that in a minute, but first we're going to have a word from our sponsor, SeatGeek. SeatGeek is an app that you can download to your phone. You can use it to find the best value in the venue that you're looking to get tickets for a concert or sporting event or show, whatever it is that you're looking for. SeatGeek shows you where you can get the best value with their deal score feature. Green is good, red is bad, in between is better, but you know, green is the goal when you're looking for value in the SeatGeek app. You can enter the code LOPISTONS in the settings tab, and that will get you $20 off your first SeatGeek purchase. So if you do that, that lets them know that you came from us, and they're happy, we're happy, everybody wins, you get $20 off. There are no losers in this situation, so please go frequent our sponsor SeatGeek and use that coupon code LOPISTONS to get $20 off your first purchase. Again, as I was about to mention, we have some Pistons news as well. Aaron Baines waited until the last minute, basically, to opt out of his $6.5 million player option. The Pistons don't have his full bird rights, so while they can go over to cap, while they can go over to the cap to re-sign him, they can't go more than 1.75 times his last year's salary. That would max him out at $11.375 million. With Boban Marjanovic under contract for next season and the following season, it's most likely that the Pistons are going to simply thank Aaron Baines for his service, and he'll find another suitor who will pay him. It's fairly likely that Baines and his agent have some idea of what the market will bear for him. Otherwise, he probably would just stick around and accept his $6.5 million player option. So, good luck to Aaron Baines. He was an underappreciated part of what the Pistons were doing last season. He was a great defender. He was not a skilled offensive player, but he was effective as the role man of the pick and roll. He had that free throw line jumper that he was effective with. So he'll bring some useful things to whoever his next team is, and hopefully he'll get really paid somewhere. D'Angelo Russell and the Pistons have, to some degree, been linked in rumors. The Lakers are looking to move into the top 12 in the first round. They've already got the number 2 pick, but they are seeking another top 12 pick. Conveniently enough, the Pistons do have the 12th overall pick. And at some point yesterday, Sam Amico, I believe this is something we talked about yesterday as well, Sam Amico from Amico Hoops indicated that the Lakers and Pistons may have already spoken about this pick. So there is some interest there. There may be some interest actively on the part of the Lakers. What the Pistons may have interest in is another story. D'Angelo Russell could fill a need for the Pistons. Salary with him and Ish Smith would be a match. So if the Pistons were to send Ish Smith and the 12th pick to the Lakers for D'Angelo Russell and the 28th pick, that is a deal that might make both teams happy. It would also give the Pistons, if they so chose, the flexibility to move on from Reggie Jackson, and perhaps it would be a cost-cutting move in that direction, while not really sacrificing that much in the way of talent. D'Angelo Russell is 21 years old. He would probably be a top 8 pick or so in this draft right now. He's young. He has a couple of seasons of NBA experience now under his belt. They may not have been the best seasons. He had to suffer through an entire year with Byron Scott, who I think was more interested in humiliating him on a national stage than actually coaching him. But he does have these 2 years under his belt. He had a nice surge towards the end of last season. After the All-Star break, he averaged 18.5 points per game. He had a true shooting rate of a little bit over 53% over the last 2 months of the season. And this is on a team that was in free fall. So there is certainly some element of a looter in the riot, but at the same time, he doesn't have a chronic knee condition like Reggie Jackson. Knee tendonitis is not something that goes away. It's something that will linger over Reggie Jackson for the rest of his career. Russell did strain the MCL in his knee last season, causing him to miss some time. But again, that is not a chronic knee condition. He hurt his knee, he injured his knee, but that's not something that there's any reason to expect is going to hang over his head. So the Pistons can make the numbers work. It's a matter of whether the Lakers have interest and whether they're willing to pay this price. They are the ones, apparently, or somebody with ties to the Lakers are the ones that leaked that he is potentially part of what the Lakers might be interested in offering for a top 12 pick. Chad Ford was on Jake Chapman's Wired Pistons podcast earlier today, and Ford indicated that he believes that any deal that the Lakers might make regarding the 12th pick or Russell or any other elements in play here would probably be a draft night deal. That's because the main guys that the Lakers are looking to get would be Luke Kennard or Zach Collins. They will probably want to wait and see if those guys are actually there at 12 before they try and pull any trigger. So that's something to keep an eye on, be aware of. Probably not get your hopes up too high, because I really don't think the Pistons are going to be doing too much in the way of transactions, but that's one that would make some sense for the Pistons. And if the Lakers want Kennard and Collins that badly, there might be a deal in there for them. Speaking of trades, Kristaps Porzingis has also been rumored to be available, but available might be a generous term, because the Knicks are very aggressive in their asking price. The Phoenix Suns showed some interest, and they were told that the price for Kristaps Porzingis would be their fourth overall draft pick and Devin Booker. It's not a price that the Suns are willing to pay, nor should it be. So there's going to be a steep price for anybody who is going to pay for Kristaps Porzingis. So Pistons fans can probably tune right out of that one entirely. It's not going to happen. As far as other trade news, it sounds like Jimmy Butler is seeking a trade to the Cavs. He's pushing for that. As is Paul George, as he's likely to depart by the end of this coming season, if not sooner. These are players who play in the Central Division, so they play no shortage of games against the Pistons. They're kind of measured against each other in a way, and you know, it might be a good thing in the short term to see Jimmy Butler and Paul George either traded out of the division or traded to the Cavaliers, and essentially consolidating strength with a team that the Pistons aren't going to catch this year anyway. You know, it doesn't matter if the Cavaliers are improving this season. It simply is not that big of a deal relative to what the Pistons can expect for this season out of from a competitive standpoint. So, you know, if the Cavs get better, so be it. But if the Bulls and the Pacers get worse in the short term, that could be a good thing for the Pistons. It could make climbing higher in the playoff ranks a little bit easier. But the concern there is that if Butler is gone, if George is gone, there will be assets coming back to the Cavs, to the Bulls and the Pacers. These are assets that will probably make the Pacers better in the long run. So, while right now both teams are mediocre, might be a reasonable way of describing the Bulls and the Pacers. They're both fringe playoff teams last season. While they're at that status now with those players, their absence is likely to bring an improvement down the road that might not be so good for the Pistons. And that's problematic, because the Pistons, pretty much all of their development and all of their growth is figuring to be internal, and there's a risk that the core on this team has already hit its ceiling, and that ceiling may really be a low 40 win team. So if they're hitting their ceiling and the Cavs are going to assist in the Bulls or Pacers doing a quick rebuild, that's not good news for the Pistons down the road, especially if the only year that they really benefit from it is this year, where the Pistons are coming off of a very disappointing 37-win season, and we're not really sure what to expect from the Pistons in comparison to that. So that'll be it for today. We'll be back at it tomorrow with the pace of news going on and pace of talks around the NBA. Any number of things could develop by the time we get back at this tomorrow. By the time you hear this, Chauncey Billups might already be the general manager or the president of basketball operations of the Cleveland Cavaliers. So this is an exciting time of year, and we'll see if any of this involves the Pistons going forward. But right now, it's a great time for basketball fans in general. So that'll be it for us today, and we'll talk to you tomorrow.